sociologists have described shifts in culture over centuries.
那社会学家呢，在描述了这几个世纪以来文化的一些转变。
In Europe and the Americas, Christianity has been dominant for several centuries.
那在欧洲和美洲呢，那基督教呢，曾经占据主导地位，在过去的几个世纪中。
And the church operating in this environment has had at least an advantage when they could operate in a Christian dominant society.
那在这样的一个基督教在主导地位的这样的一个文化中呢，这教会它其实有些优点。
It is as if they were playing a ball game and had the home field advantage.
那就像我们在主场作战，主场那个比赛一样。
All the fans were cheering for them to win. The referees were on their side. The culture was friendly and familiar.
那所有的这个粉丝啊、球迷啊、还有裁判啊，都在我们这边，这个文化呢也是非常友善的。
In Germany and other parts of Europe, we see even today a percentage of your income tax is sent to support the church.
那在德国和一些其他的一些国家，我们会看到的所得税的一部分会用来直接用来支持教会。
Probably until the 1960s, children attending public school here in the U.S. would begin their day by reading the Bible and praying.
那直到1960年代，就在这个国家，在美国，那公立学校的学生，他们每天早上都是以读经和祷告而开始的。
Most people grew up thinking they were supposed to go to church.
那很多人成长的过程中，他就假设他应该是要去教会的。
Now they didn't always go.
他们并不是总是会去教会。
But they thought that they should.
但是他们至少认为他们应该去教会。
Schools and sports league would not schedule anything to conflict with church services on Sundays or even Wednesday nights.
那学校呢，还有一些体育的一些活动呢，那他们从来就不会在星期天，早晨，星期天来安排任何的活动，甚至在星期三的晚上也不会安排活动。
But over the years that has changed, and we are now in a new era that is not friendly towards religion.
但是这个时代已经改变了，现在我们在一个新的一个时代中，这个时代呢，对我们的信仰并不是那么友好。
Now, I'm not suggesting that we're being persecuted.
我并不是说我们现在正受到逼迫。
But just that most people in Buffalo do not think that they should go to church on a Sunday morning.
那在布法罗的很多人，他们都不认为星期天早上应该要去教会。
And there are even some that would question if that would be a good thing, if that would be a virtue for them to go to church.
那有些人甚至会怀疑，他说去教会是不是一种美德呢？
And so the culture is a little more...resistant to the message of the gospel.
那所以现在这个文化呢，已经变成了一个，就是好像对这个福音已经有点抵触。
So I'd ask you in this, is this change good or bad for the cause of Christ?
那所以今天早上就问你们，你们觉得这样的一个改变对基督的圣功是好还是坏呢？
It is more difficult to be a follower of Jesus in this environment.
在这样的环境中，作为基督的追随者，这是变得更加的困难了。
But we are never told that being a disciple of Jesus is meant to be easy.
但是我们从来也没有被告知成为耶稣的门徒是容易的。
While there are greater challenges in this day,
虽然今天我们有很大的挑战，
the church in previous eras faced a different set of challenges.
那以前的教会也面临着一些不同样的一些挑战。
For when it is easy to be a disciple of Jesus,
那如果成为耶稣的门徒是容易的。
The church tends to become weak and ineffective.
那个时候的那样的教会呢，就会变得软弱无力。
We tend to think that we can operate on our own ability.
那在那种情况下，我们开始认为我们可以依靠自己的能力去运作。
And people start to come into the church for the wrong motives.
那他们可能有些人就开始来教会，有些有错误的一些动机来教会。
And when this happens, it almost always results in the name of Jesus being blemished.
那这样呢，总是会导致耶稣的名被到玷污。
But church history has demonstrated that the church has been strongest when they face the most daunting struggles.
但在教会的历史上总是被证明，当教会面临到最巨大的一些挣扎的时候，他们是强大的。
The New Testament describes the early church's growth.
那在新约中就记载了一开始起初教会的一些成长的经历。
After Jesus' death and resurrection, the church grew first among the Jewish people.
那当耶稣受死，然后三天复活以后，那教会首先在犹太人中成长。
These were people who already believed in God and knew the Scripture.
那这些犹太人呢，他们是已经相信了有神，而且呢也知道有圣经。
The message of the gospel was that Jesus was their awaited Messiah.
那对他们来说，当时那个福音的内涵就是耶稣就是他们所等待的那个弥赛亚。
But their worldview did not change. It was built on the existence of God.
但他们的世界观呢，其实没有改变，它就是建立在他们已经曾经有的那个上帝是存在的这样之上。
Now at times their obedience was out of duty rather than out of love.
那虽然他们有时候对神的这个服从呢是处于他们的职责啊，并不是因为爱。
It seems that those who were genuinely searching for God were open to the truth about Jesus.
那些真正对寻求上帝的人呢，对耶稣的真相呢，他们会有些开放的态度。
Some or many of the Jews were jealous and resented that Jesus's followers were growing.
那许多犹太人呢，他们嫉妒，然后他们又憎恨耶稣的追随者呢在增长。
But after this season where the ministry was among the Jews, the church began to grow among the Gentiles.
那但后来呢？就是后来，就除了在犹太人中教会成长以外，那在外邦人中教会也增长。
Now the word Gentile is the word the Jews used to describe anyone who didn't believe in the one true God.
那外邦人的这个词是在犹太人的他们的话语，它指的是任何不崇拜唯一真神的人。
So for the church to reach the Gentiles was a very different mission than it was reaching the Jews.
那像外邦人传福音呢？那这是像犹太人传福音，这是完全不同的一个使命。
Gentiles in the Roman world worshipped many gods.
那在罗马帝国那个世界世界中，当时呢，那个外邦人呢，他们崇拜很多神，多神。
Their lives pursued power and pleasure.
他们的生命呢，就生活呢，就追求一些力量，还有享受、权力。
Their philosophy and worldview was radically different from that of the Bible.
他们的哲学观、世界观呢，与圣经就完全不同。
I would suggest that Paul's specific call to the Gentiles is a good way for us to understand our ministry in today's culture.
那牧师会认为呢，在保罗他被蒙召去向外邦人传福音，这是现在了解我们今天文化使命的一个好的一个方法。
For we can't assume that the people we are trying to reach believe in our God.
那我们好像就也不能像当时一样，也不能假设我们需要传福音的那些人，他们是相信我们所相信的那一位神。
You read, I believe that you read Romans 1:1 through 7, so we won't read through that again. But I do want to look to Romans 1:5 as the key verse that I'd like to focus on.
那我们刚刚已经读了罗马书的第一章的一到七节，我们不会再读一次，但是我们会再看一看第五节，第一章的第五节。
Romans 1:5, through him we received grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake.
罗马书第一章第五节说，我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分。在万国之中，叫人为他的名信服真道。
This simple verse struck me as a unique way to understand our calling.
那这一句经文呢，那是对牧师是有很大的一个提醒他的这个呼召。
I have a list of the pastors that I work with, and I pray for them every day, and I put this at the top of this verse at the top of the list for the last several months to say this is the calling to help the Gentiles to understand the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake.
那牧师呢，他有一个名单，就跟他一起工作的各个牧师那个名单，他每天都会为他们祷告。那他就牧师呢就把这句话呢第五节呢放在那个祷告的名单那个上面，然后就会为这件事情祷告。
For I believe that Paul and I and really all of us have this calling to reach those who do not believe in God.
那就像那个时候保罗一样，我们其实很多人都会有这样的一个呼召，就是去跟那些外邦人传福音。
Believing that the thing that they most need in their life is Jesus.
那我们相信每一个非基督徒他们最需要的其实是耶稣。
And that our community without God, without Jesus Christ, will gradually deteriorate.
那我们的社区如果没有神，没有耶稣基督的话，会慢慢的就变糟糕。
But that God loves every one of them and does not want to see any of them perish.
那但是神爱世人呢，他不想看任何人灭亡。
Let's look closely at this verse.
让我们仔细看这节经文。
We have received grace. My life is changed by Jesus.
我们从他受了恩惠，那我们的生命呢被耶稣改变了。
Everyone who is a Christian has a story of grace.
每一个基督徒的弟兄姐妹都有一个恩典的故事，恩惠的故事。
How God has worked in your life to bring you to where you are.
那神是怎么样把我们从过去的老我带到现在的新我来的。
And with this grace, Paul also says we have received apostleship.
那保罗也说就从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分。
Now I think he was probably referring to him and the other apostles here, but the word means ascending, to be sent.
那这个使徒的职分这个词呢，它指的是要去发送，要去呼召。
Paul knew that from his grace, he had been sent to reach the Gentiles.
那保罗知道他被呼召去外邦人那里。
Not just the Jews, although he did minister to the Jews, but his primary focus was on the Gentiles.
那不仅仅对保罗来说，他的这个蒙召并不仅仅是去犹太人，还是去外邦人那里去传福音。
How would you describe what God has called you to do?
那你会怎么样去描述一下神来对你自己的蒙召是什么呢？
When I think of that for myself, I think God has called me to strengthen the church and to prepare us for revival.
那牧师想这个问题，他觉得神对他自己的蒙召就是被去差遣去加强教会，然后为神国的复兴做好准备。
You have been given gifts and a calling to enable you to fulfill the mission God has given us.
那对于我们每一个人，我们都已经获得了神从神而来的一些各种各样的天赋，还有一些能力，我们可以能够完成这些使命。
Yours may be different in who you reach or how you reach them.
那我们的使命可能会有点不一样，就是向谁传福音以及如何传福音。
But I believe that the church's call, the sent, we are sent to call all people to this faith.
但是牧师认为呢，教会的这个使命就是我们被蒙召去向所有的人，让他们把我们的信仰传给他们。
So the verse begins with this: we have received grace and apostleship, this sending. But then it describes the faith.In the last part of this verse, it has three key ingredients.
那在这个最后这部分呢，他讲到这个信仰是有三重的。
I think if you lose any of these, then the faith becomes a weaker kind of faith.
那如果我们这三个每个部分都缺一不少，必不可少的。
It is first described as an obedience.
那第一个部分是说要服从，顺从。
This is the outward expression of our life that must be present in our religion.
那这是在我们的信仰中必须要存在的一个外在的一个表现。
This changed lifestyle is a part of God's plan for our protection.
那这种改变的生活方式是神保护我们计划的一部分。
For how we relate to Him and to each other.
那为了是我们与神的关系以及我们彼此之间的关系。
It is not performing in such a way to earn God's affection so that one day He will reward us.
我们这样的改变并不是为了获得神的爱以及他会来要来奖励我们。
This living as God intended is the way to have the life He wanted us to have.
那我们按照旨意的上神的旨意去活，就按照拥有他们要让我们每个人的生活方式去生活。
The obedience is a transformation of our lives and our communities that brings us life.
那如果我们顺从顺服的话，我们就会带来我们自己的生命和我们社区生命的这样的带来这个活力。
But this obedience is incomplete unless it flows from faith.
但这个顺服是不完整的，除非它从我们的信仰中自然的流露出。
And so we see the second part of the faith is that the obedience must flow from our beliefs, our faith.
那所以第二点呢，就是说我们这样的一个对神的服从呢，是从我们的信仰中流出的。
There are some that would mandate a lifestyle without a relationship with God.
那有些人呢，他们在没有建立与神的关系的这样的情况下，他们就强迫自己过一种生活方式。
If we teach obedience that does not flow from faith,
如果我们教导不是从信而来的一个顺服，
we will quickly fall into a legalism that has a problem that has been a problem for many in the church.
那我们很快就会陷入一种律法主义的一种情景。那在对教会的很多人来说，这都是一个问题。
And this legalism or following the rules without understanding why would lead to a does not give the life that God wants us.To have.
那这样的律法主义就是活这样的一种生活，但是并不去问为什么，那这是有害的。
Faith can sometimes be translated or understood as belief, what you believe.
那信仰呢，经常被翻译成信，我们要相信。
And we may focus on believing the correct things.
我们要相信着正确的事。
There is one God.He sent His Son Jesus as part of His plan to redeem the world. So we have our list of beliefs.
那这个信仰里面呢，包括我们有一位神，他派他的独生子耶稣来到这个世上。
But when we talk about faith, it's more than just what we think. It's also trusting.
但是我们说这个信仰呢，它不仅仅限于正确的思考，还要包括我们要相信。
For as Jesus said, Satan and his demons believe all these things. They know them to be true.
那其实即使撒旦和魔鬼呢，他们也相信这些东西，他们知道这些东西是真的。
But faith is believing them and trusting that they are worth putting our building our life on these beliefs.
但我们的信仰必须要涉及我们对上帝的一个信任。
Faith must involve this trust in God.
必须要对神要信任。
You must believe that God knows what is best for you.
我们必须要知道神相信神知道对什么东西对我们是最好的。
And if you trust that, then obedience is doing what God said because you know that that is the best thing for you.
那所以当我们信了以后就知道就完全按照神的旨意让我们去做，因为我们知道这是神对我们最好的旨意。
But sometimes we don't understand exactly what it means to be best for us.
有的时候我们都不知道什么是对我们最好的。
So Paul talks about the third aspect of this faith when he says, for his name's sake.
所以呢，这保罗呢，在这个呼召中呢，添加了这个第三个部分，就是说为了他的名。
And this gets at the very core of a changed heart.
那这个呢，它这个是来自于一个改变的心。
This is the core of the gospel.
那这是一个福音的核心。
For it speaks of the motive or heart of what it means to be a follower of Jesus.
因为他讲述了成为耶稣的门徒意味着他是有什么样的一个动机或者内心。
If we teach that Christians are people who obey laws,
如果我们只是教导基督徒他们是遵守律法的人，
we have only changed outward actions and then only for a short time.
那我们只是在短时间内改变了一些外表的一些行为。
If we teach that you must believe the right teachings about God in the Bible, we are getting a little further along.
如果我们教导你必须相信神和圣经的正确的教导，那我们是就向正确的方向又进了一步了。
But when we come to this place where we change the reason or motivation for everything that we do, we have truly been changed.
但当我们开始改变我们所做的一切事情的一些动机和原因的时候，我们就生命真正发生了变化。
Change from living our life to please ourselves to living a life for God who created us.
那我们这改变是从一开始为了我们自己的生活取悦自己而活，那改变成为了神而活。
In our post-Christian culture, the philosophy is materialism. It's all around us.
那现在我们在这样一个后基督的这个世界中的人，追求快乐享乐主义，那很多人是为了快乐和自由。
People are living their lives for themselves, for the things that they can acquire.
那很多人他们是活了为他们自己，为了他们能够取得的一些物质而活。
In this philosophy, anything that makes you unhappy, in a sense, is a sin.
那在这样的一个哲学中，那如果任何让你不快乐的事情，都会成为一种罪。
Anything that inhibits your freedom to do whatever you want is considered evil.
那任何阻碍你做任何你想要的东西的那些事情，就都是邪恶的。
So to understand the gospel and its call upon our lives, we need to understand the shift from living for ourselves to living for Christ.
所以我们先要明白，要改变我们自己的一个动机，从为自己而活转变成为神而活。
To be a follower of Jesus shifts why you do everything in your life.
所以就开始要我们要想自己究竟是我们为什么要活。
If we start with changed behaviors before we deal with the mind or the heart, it will make no sense to someone that is living for pleasure.
那如果我们在改变行为在改变内心之前就开始改变行为，这些对一些为快乐而生活的人来说是毫无意义的。
If you talk about sacrifice or the possibility of being persecuted, to someone whose life goal is simply to be happy, they'll dismiss you politely. No, thank you.
如果我们开始讨论一些要迫害、要牺牲，但是对那些人生的目标是追求快乐的人来说，他们会很礼貌的说，不，谢谢。
But to be a Christian is to live for a purpose higher than ourselves.
那作为基督徒，我们的被造是为了达到比我们更高的一个目的。
And the Bible calls us to follow the example of Jesus, who laid down His life.
那圣经呢就呼召我们效法耶稣的榜样。
In Romans 12, verse 1, we read this verse.
在罗马书十二章一节。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy.To offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, this is your true and proper worship.
罗马书十二章一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
It will require a deep trusting of God.And living your life very differently.
这样做需要我们更加的信靠上帝，并且以不同的生活过方式过我们的生活。
But a life that has truly been transformed by God will be able to live as Scripture presents.
但是只有当我们的生命完全被神改变了以后，我们才能够活出经文里面所 所说的这样的一个生命。
For if you live and have put your motivation, your very reason for being in Christ, you will trust him. You will trust everything that he says.
那如果我们的生命被神所改变的话，我们就会相信，我们就会信靠神。
We live not for ourselves but for God.
我们不是为自己而活，而是为神而活。
God calls us to surrender our lives and live as new creations.
那神呢？他呼召我们放弃我们的老我，然后活出新造的人的样式。
We trust that God's plan for our lives is better than our own plan.
我们相信神对我们生命的计划比我们的自己的计划更好。
And then if we trust God, it is easier to obey.
那当我们真正信靠神的时候，那服从是就自然而然就发生了。
Remember when Satan was talking to Eve in the Garden of Eden?
那记得在撒旦，就是那条蛇，在伊甸园欺骗夏娃的时候。
Before he got her to disobey, he planted the seed of doubt.
那他在让他在不不遵从神的旨意之前，他首先种下了怀疑的种子。
Suggesting that she couldn't trust God.
使他不能再相信上帝。
He said to her, you will not certainly die.
那在创世纪三章四节，就蛇对女人说，你们不一定死。
And then he suggested that God had selfish motives.
然后蛇呢就暗示上帝呢有自私的动机。
You will be like God if you do this.
你们变如神。
Once the trust for God and His Word had been eroded,
那一旦对神的话语和信任受到了这个侵蚀呢？
It was fairly simple to entice her to disobey and eat the fruit.
那就非常对夏娃来说就非常容易就开始吃禁果，然后不顺从。
This is not a sermon specifically about obedience.
那今天的讲道呢，并不是说怎么样服从。
But rather living a life that is in submission to God.
但是这个讲道是关于如何顺服上帝的做这样的一个生活。
And following the example of Christ so that you may become more like Him.
我们更加的遵从基督的榜样，使我们能够更像他。
But if in your life there is any area of disobedience, and in any of its forms,
那在我们的生命中，如果我们还有些任何一些部分，我们可能没有完全顺服神的。
I don't want you to feel condemned as if God is about to strike you with His wrath.
牧师并不是想让我们感觉到好像很有罪恶感，神好像用他的愤怒要来打我们。
But rather look at that as a symptom that there is something in you that is not trusting him completely.
那相反呢，会用这样的情况呢，我们可以看出来，我们可能有些没有完全的信靠神。
For example, if you are stealing from someone at work.
比如如果我们偷东西。
It may be because you're not trusting that God will provide for you. As he promised to do.
那可能是因为我们不相信神会供应我们所需要的东西。
If you are coveting or lusting, perhaps you do not trust that God will give you that satisfaction and not trusting for him to provide.
那如果我们有各种各样的贪欲或者其他的欲望，我们可能是相信不相信神会满足我们。
And so the deeper your trust in God, the easier it will be to obey whatever he tells of you.
那所以就如果更加的相信神的话，我们就会更加的容易能够去服从顺从。
And if the very reason for living is not at its core for Jesus' sake, for his name's sake.
那我们这样的一个过这样的一个圣洁的一个生活呢，是就像这个经文中所说的，我们是要按照这个神名的这个样式。
It may be that you think that you can create a better life living for yourself than God, living the life that God established for you.
那我们 可能会想要去活自己这样的一个生活，但是其实应该是活神让我们活的这样生活。
But I don't believe we can. I believe the best way to live is to follow Jesus with everything in us.
那最好的活的生活的样式就是去效仿基督的样式，就活出他的样式。
Romans 1 verse 6 says, And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ.
罗马书一章六节说，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。
We are those who are called.
我们是被蒙召的。
In this world, we must do church in a way that is effective to reach the people that are far from God.
那在现在的这样的一个世界中，我们教会必须是不一样的，去向未信的人传福音。
Church cannot just be a club that you attend meetings occasionally.
那教会不应该是成为一个俱乐部，我们要时常会来参加一下的这样的俱乐部。
There are parts of the church that are not living according to Scripture and some and how we operate.
那有些教会已经没有按照圣经的教导去运作。
We are all called to be ministers. We are all called to use our gifts and to reach those that do not know God.
那我们都是蒙召，都是受神的呼召，用我们的才干去做传道人。
So I'd encourage you to not only have this faith that flows, live the life of obedience that flows from faith for His name's sake. That is what we all embrace.
那所以我们就每一个人都应该按照神的呼召，然后去做顺服神心意的事。
But take this to your neighbors, to the people you work with, to those in your family that do not believe in Jesus.
那不仅仅我们自己去做，而且把这个好的消息那带给我们的邻居，带给我们的亲友。
You are called to be the church.
那我们蒙召成为属基督的人。
To call those who are far from God to a new lifestyle that flows from a deep trust in God because you have found Him to be the only thing that is true.
那我们就做这样的新造的人，因为我们知道神他是唯一的真神，他是我们生命唯一的希望。
And that is truly worth living for.
那他也是我们所值得我们为之而活的神。
May we live this life.
求神保守我们过这样的圣洁的生活。
请大家起立，我们一起开始唱回应诗歌。
主耶稣，我感谢你，你的身体出黑暗，进入光明国度，使我再次能看见。主耶稣，我感谢你，你的宝血为我而流，宝贵十架上医治恩典。敬拜你。
May we have the power of Jesus to live the life that you've called us to live. May we have grace to trust you more in every aspect of our lives, to trust that you will provide. And may we truly live for you and understand that only living for you can our lives be fulfilled. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.